Greetings, beautiful. You are listening to Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat. That's me, your host, from juliatreat.com. Just a quick shout out, letting you know all that I do. I am a medium, an intuitive psychic medium. I do past life regression with folks. I am a mentor, a coach, an author, public speaker, podcaster, of course, because that's how you found me. But there's a lot of things that I do. I'm also a speech pathologist. I have a master's degree in that. Let's see what else. I'm a bartender, a waitress. What else did I do? Hairdresser. I have done so much in my life, and it's been so much fun. So if you want to take a peek at what I can do to help you, I also do coaching. I also offer coaching, one-on-one coaching, and I have several group coaching activities throughout the year that I launch. I have an automated program, a couple of them, and I am creating several more as I am recording this. You can see about all of those on my website, juliatreat.com. So let's talk today about night terrors, because I receive many messages about night terrors, and I have worked with many individuals who have, I'm going to use the word suffered from night terrors, because they have. It's literally something they have suffered with their entire life. Most people, anyway. So I can only share what I have either experienced or what I have learned working with clients. One little boy who came to me, his mother met me through my speech therapy as I was treating her little boy for some speech therapy. It's funny. I feel like I can't find my words, but I just drove 4 hours home from my parents in Connecticut. I went to visit them for my 50th birthday. It only made sense to go spend my 50th birthday with them because I promise you, they did not believe I would live this long when I was a teenager. So I have been on the road for a while, but I wanted to hop on and record this. So forgive me if it seems like I'm having some word finding problems. I'm just probably a little tired from staring at the road for 4 hours. Anyway, back to the night terrors. So this young man that I used to see for speech therapy, later on, a few years went by and they reached out because they were aware of what else I did, you know, that I do this work, that I'm an intuitive, and their son is amazingly super intuitive. But he also has suffered from night terrors for most of his life. And I was meeting with his mother one day. I didn't need to meet with him, but I met with his mother. And, you know, I have the ability to tune in and understand what's going on, you know, whether you want to call it seeing. You know, I seeing with my, you know, they call it your third eye, your psychic center. I just see it with my soul. I can see other things going on. I ask God to show me what's happening, and I can see what's happening. So I saw this little boy, and I said, you know, does he tell you that he, number one, is sometimes being chased? And his mother's like, yes, all the time. And I said, number two, does it feel like, does he report being held down and he can't move? And she said, yes, all of that. And I said, well, here's the thing. This is what I'm being shown when I ask what is going on with this little young man. I'm just going to call him Bobby. So what's going on with Bobby? God, show me what's happening. And what I'm seeing is past lives coming into his dreams. But see, here's the thing with past lives. We have many past lives. As adults, even children have past lives. And they will become intertwined with our nighttime, our dreams, but it will seem like it's real, like it's this lifetime because we look like ourselves now, quite often. Like that's just how it works. And so I was explaining all of this to the mother, and I was giving even more details that she was just floored. She's like, oh my God, yes, he says that happens, and this happens, and he draws pictures of this. And I said, you know what? So I said, the first thing you're going to do is from here on out is that you acknowledge what he tells you, as in, you know, you you acknowledge it like it's his truth, like, oh my gosh, wow, you know, tell me more, what happened, or do you want to talk about it? You know, have an open conversation, not a, well, there's nothing there holding you down. So, because that is, I mean, I know sometimes up to this point, maybe you've been doing that because that's the best, the way that you thought this is how I should handle it. It's actually, I believe, the worst way you can handle it, because now you have a youngster that thinks, oh my God, they don't believe me, but this is really happening. So first step, believing your little munchkin is having this happen in their sleep. You don't have to know what's going on. You don't have to understand it. Just acknowledging it as their truth right now. So with this little boy, I told his mother, I said, we're going to call in our massive spiritual team, our guides and angels and all beings of light. And we're going to connect with our team and Bobby's team. And we're all coming together to help Bobby for his highest good. And that is always what I ask for, that we do whatever is for the individual's highest good. So I asked that Bobby be released from these past life memories for now, so that he could be a child, so that he could be a kid, and he could enjoy life as a kid. I asked Archangel Michael to cut the cords to the past lives. I asked him to put a shield around Bobby, this beautiful purple sparkly shield around him, so that he could gently let those past lives go, those past memories go, again, so that he could be a kid. And if it was in his highest good, that they could resurface someday, perhaps as an adult when, you know, he's able to get the help, maybe the past life regression he needs to release them, but not putting it out there that has to happen. I was just saying whatever's supposed to be for, whatever is for his highest good, let it be. Now, that mother, you know, we got done, we said it, you know, thinking, excuse me while I... Macy, correct my dog, Macy. Come here, Mace, who is chewing up the carpet behind me. Come on. So we said our closing prayer. She's, I guess, you know, happy to see me. And I get home and I jump on a podcast and now she's chewing up the carpet. So I'm going to give her some attention while I talk here. Said our prayer, thanking all of our beings of light for helping Bobby. The next day, Bobby's mom reported that he did not have a night terror, which he had had him like almost every night of his life. No night terror, and he had slept in his own bed, and he didn't have to have his light on. Just everything shifted already. And I have talked to this mother since, and she reports no night terrors. They aren't happening any longer, and he is sleeping in his own bed. So this is what happened with little Bobby. I have connected with adults who have come to me with night terrors. Now, here's the thing. I'm such a big believer in, you know, we have these limiting beliefs, these conditions, these issues. Come here, Macy. Come here. Get out of that corner. Come. So we have these limited beliefs, these conditions. They are things that we've heard, whether it's in society, in church, from our parents, our family, our friends, TV. We have these things, these conditions and programs that have are ingrained, and we've taken it on as our belief system, even though we might try to say in our head, this isn't my truth, but it is your truth. So many people believe these night terrors are actually spirits coming to them, holding them down, torturing them, scaring them, whatever it is that you want to, you know, whatever it is for them. So when they come to me with night terrors, I always first tune in, what is this about? And I have always, always been shown that it has to do with past life. So we do past life regression. We get to the core of it, whether they see one past life or several, whatever it is that they need to see in that session. Some people see one, some see five. Your soul knows where to go. Your soul knows what to do when we ask, what is, you know, what is it that I need to see today that's going to help with this situation? And my clients always report afterwards that their night terrors have stopped, they are sleeping peacefully, and they are floored beyond their wildest dreams that this is all it took to stop the night terrors. Now, we have this ego Okay, this machine, this ego, this brain, and it's acting like a file cabinet. It truly is. It's filing things away. So you experience things or you hear things, it files it away. It actually takes more energy to process a negative experience or a negative thought than a positive. So for some reason, well, not for some reason, that makes sense why we have so many negative things stored in there. So if you have night terrors, or your child does, and you go to that spot or that space of, there's, you know, lower or evil beings around me, or spirits coming to me while I'm sleeping, and all this stuff, I can tell you that it's probably just what you filed away as your truth. I remember one night, I was sleeping soundly. I've never had night terrors. I have dreamt of really not so good things, though, that once I did a past life regression, I realized that's all it was. It was just that I had brought that memory forward. And when we're sleeping, we're the most open. So we're even the most open to our past life memories creeping in and coming into our dreams. One of the dreams I had, it wasn't a night terror, but it was a bad dream. And I actually thought it was this lifetime what was going to happen. I was getting ready to open my first physical space here in a nearby town. Michael and I were getting it fixed up. We were painting it. We were making it so beautiful and pretty. I had purple velvet, you know, lining the bay window. They had these big windows out to the street, and I had angels hanging in the window. I mean, it just looked like a fairy tale little room, to me anyway. And I was getting ready to have my grand opening. And I was there one time alone, just kind of finishing up. I sold crystals, and I had all my little shelves figured out. And, you know, I was placing the crystals, get everything perfect. I got ready to leave for the night. And I locked the door, and I started walking down the sidewalk to my car. And I don't know, my heart skipped a beat. Something happened. I just felt like just like a negative feeling. But I didn't get any picture or thought in my head. It just felt creepy. So that night, went home, you know, when I got home and finally went to bed that evening, I woke up in the middle of a dream where I was walking out of my space just like I had that day. I was walking down the sidewalk, and a man came up behind me and grabbed me and cut my throat. And I fell on the sidewalk, and I could see myself laying there bleeding, and I died. So needless to say, freaked me out a little bit to have that dream. Because I saw it was this lifetime, it was going on now, it was outside of that space. So went to work the next day, I wasn't even open yet, but I went again and just getting things perfect for my grand opening. And the next night and the next night, I had the same dream. I had the dream, I think, three nights in a row. Well, by this time, I'm thinking, oh, shit, I am seeing, this is a premonition. I'm seeing what's going to happen. Because I had gotten premonitions in my life before. So I thought I was seeing my own. That's the ego. That's that stuff you got stored in your brain saying you are seeing what's going to happen. So I contacted my mentor, and I said, I am having this dream. I told her about the dream, and she said, Julia, I am certain this has to do with past life. It's just that it has come in as a soul memory and has intertwined with your life now. The soul memory is now part of what you're creating as your story now. And I was like, oh my God, well, let's do a past life regression. I want to take care of this. So I always know if there's anything going on funky, I am doing a past life regression because it takes care of it. It never comes back. It clears up. It heals. It's just, it's my go-to tool. So we did the past life regression, and sure enough, I had seen myself doing this life in the past, and I had had my throat cut. In fact, I think I saw three lifetimes in that one regression with her. And each lifetime I had had my throat either cut or I had been decapitated, everything with the head being cut off. I never had the dream again. I closed that space several years ago, and I'm still here. It was not a premonition. I did not change what was going to happen. I simply went back to understand what I had carried forward into my dreams that was intertwining in my dreams this time. Now, that's not a night terror. I didn't have night terrors, but it was a pretty bad dream. I mean, I guess you could call it a nightmare, but I wasn't like freaking out. There was another evening when I was sleeping peacefully. And I awoke to being lifted from the bed and like someone was shaking me. I was actually coming off of the bed and down and like someone was shaking me violently. Not like, how do I say it? Not to hurt me, but they were like getting my attention. And I'd never had that happen. Now, I could have allowed myself to go to that space in this file cabinet in my brain that said, oh shit, there's something evil. This is an entity, evil, whatever. So funny too. It's so funny. Who in the hell even came up with that word, entity? Because it's such a creepy word. And it's so funny. I always think, I'd love to know where this word originated from and who made up this word. Because all it is just naming something that they're scared of that they don't understand. So I woke up because I was in the middle of waking up when I was being shaken like that. And I took a deep breath and I just closed my eyes. I got myself immediately out of my head. I took a breath, a few breaths, and I simply said, God, show me what this is. What is this, God? Who is this? And I kid you not, I could hear inside of my head Archangel Michael saying, you are not paying attention. And I just got the vision of him shaking me. He was the one who was shaking me. And as soon as I heard that message, you are not paying attention, I knew exactly what he was talking about. It was huge. And I had been ignoring it, the messages he had been giving me. So because I'd been ignoring it and pushing it to the side and still doing things my way, stuck in my head, he literally had to shake me awake and say, but I have been showing you a better way. So I did it his way. Your night terrors, if you're having them or someone you know or your child, I can tell you they more than likely have to do with past lives coming into this lifetime. Even if it's you get reports of there's a man in my room or there's people chasing me. Yes, it's possible there may be spirits lingering, but the night terrors are linked to the past memories. So they could have both. It could be past life memories that are coming in the dreams plus an uninvited guest in their room. Like it could be a variety of things. And all that soul needs is help going home. That's all it is. We make such a big fucking deal about all of it because we've been taught that in church. We've watched the scary shows on TV or movies. And we've shuffled it away in that filing cabinet in our brain that says, this is bad and you are powerless and there's nothing you can do and you should be scared and this thing can get you and pull the covers over your head. Like, this is all the shit that we tell ourselves. You do not have to suffer from night terrors. They can end. It's just doing the quick work. It doesn't have to be a long thing. It's not going to be like, oh my God, well, my night terrors are this bad. Is going back to see that going to be that bad or worse? No. Because number one, you're going to have a guide with you, whether it's me or someone else who is trained in past life regression. They're going to be able to take you in a very calm and loving space so that you can go back and be a witness to what happened. You're also going to be, if you get it done with me, Archangel Michael goes with you. He is with you the entire time because he's always been with you. He already knows what's going to happen. And he's reminding you that you are safe, that he has always been with you. One of the people that I've trained, who is now a gifted channeler and healer, Melissa Oatman, you've probably heard her recent interview. She is now doing work with, she does work with anyone, and especially empowering women who feel powerless. But she has also doing work with children with autism. And one of her first cases was a young man who has suffered night terrors. I don't know how long. I don't remember the conversation between her and the parents, but night terrors that have not only kept him awake all night, but also his parents. The first session she worked with him, she understood that it was past life related. Now, this is not what she learned from me. She learned to ask the team, the spiritual team, God, creator, whoever, what's going on. They showed her the past life connection. She took care of the past life connection without taking this child through any kind of past life regression, because children should not, they do not go through past life regression. That's not what this is about. Adults need to, because they've buried it all. Children still have that memory. So it's simply, you know, talking them through it. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But Melissa was able to, in the first session, take care of the past life thing, whatever was going on with him that was causing his night terrors. And his parents reported that not only he was sleeping soundly with no night terrors, but they all were. Talk about a blessing. I've been learning more about children and past life memories. And I am looking up who I have been learning from, because she is an expert in the field. Hold on one second. I thought I took a picture of her. Well, this is, you know what, because we're already almost 22 minutes into this, I will be recording something about her and her work with children and what you do with children, what she suggests. She's been doing it 30 years. So hold the phone on that. I will be doing a podcast on that right around the corner. And I mean, it's fascinating what I'm learning from her on how you handle children who have these night terrors or even past life memories. Like, oh, you know, before I was a man and I fell off a boat and drowned. Or, you know, it's these matter of fact things that come out of a 2 and 3 year old's mouth or 4 year old. And she says, her name's Carol, and for the life of me, I'm blank on her last name. But, and I will tell you more. She says by the age 6 or 7, they generally forget. They generally start forgetting those past lives. So I am going to find her info, and I'm going to speak more about her and where you can find her video and watch it. It is fascinating, even if you're not dealing with any munchkin with past life memories. It really will open your perspective to what is possible, what is really happening. And I will say it again, I've said it time and time again, past lives are running the show 99.9% time, if not 100. I am certain of that. The more stuff you go back and clear up, the less that happens, you know, the less that comes up in this lifetime. Now, we do carry over good things from past lives, good things that happened. But again, like I said, these negative charges, these negative memories that we have, these soul memories, if we didn't heal them, which we didn't, if we carry them over, they continue to run the show, just like me thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have my throat cut, when it was a past life memory where it did happen. It went away. I've never had that dream since. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sedona is coming up September 13th through the 17th. We got some powerhouse ladies signing up. I am so proud of you. You know who you are. You all listen to this, I believe. Kudos to you for taking the leap and just knowing that this is something I must do. I get a lot of people that say, you know, I can't afford to do this. And I look at it as the opposite. You can't afford not to. For real. This is a game changer. We do have a few spots left. So get on my website, julietreat.com, if you want to check it out. I will put a link in the podcast here. Also a link to my spiritual boot camp. And I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. I love you.